Part 1. Life Begins. Chapter 1. Holy Water. We begin in water. That's how the book of Genesis poetically depicts the creation of the universe. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." Genesis 1, verses 2 and 6. As it was in the cosmic, so it is in our personal beginnings. We assume our human form in the amniotic sac, bag of waters, in the womb. In the order of nature, birth begins when a mother's water breaks. So with water, we begin our visits to the church. We dip a hand into a holy water font, and we bless ourselves. There has been a watermark on Christian prayer since the earliest days of the church. At the end of the 2nd century, a North African theologian named Tertullian mentions the custom of symbolically cleansing one's hands before lifting them in prayer. It was a Jewish custom that predated the coming of our Lord, and it may be what St. Paul was referring to when he wrote to Timothy, "I desire, then, that in every place the men should pray lifting holy hands," or pure hands, 1 Timothy 2:8. The historian Eusebius, writing around A.D. 320, describes a church in Tyre that had flowing fountains at its entrance where the faithful might purify their hands. We use water to mark our beginnings because God does. We find ample evidence of this in both nature and Scripture. When the world was lost to sin and needed cleansing and rebirth, God sent a great flood. And from that flood, the family of Noah found new life. When Israel emerged from slavery as a unified nation, it first had to pass through the waters of the Red Sea. When the chosen people established their places of worship, first the tabernacle and then the temple, they constructed them with bronze basins for washing upon entry. St. Thomas Aquinas taught that water has been a natural sacrament since the dawn of creation. In the age of nature, from Adam through the patriarchs, water refreshed and cleansed humankind. In the age of law, the time of Moses, water provided a spiritual rebirth for Israel as the nation began its journey to the promised land.